Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing, Monthly Checkup. Jazz hands, jazz,
jazz
hands.
Jazz hands.
Hi guys,
hi.
Welcome to the fifth monthly checkup, May 2019.
I was like, how do you know it's the fifth? And I was like, oh shit, it's May.
We did start in January.
It has been a long fucking month.
Like, it is.
I feel like May has been going on forever.
I love it though. I was just talking tonight with my family about how we have actually had the windows open in our house for whole month of May.
Nice.
Like I swear last year we only had our windows open for maybe when we went from heat to air conditioning for like 7 days.
Yeah.
And then it was like air conditioning
time.
I'm not
a window opener. I'm an air girl or no girl. Like, I don't know if it's just allergies.
You like that recirculated air?
I do. I don't like to hear the children outside. I don't want to know that the birds are singing. Like, just fucking cool my ass down and
I get it. I mean, it'll go on, the air conditioning will go on soon enough, but I love it.
I mean, if it's cold out, I like to have a window open, but
Sure.
I don't know. There are
some weird stuff. Our neighbor's got some, I think a new dog that's making a weird noise.
See?
Yeah. And then the neighbors hear me yell at my kids.
It is what it is. That's just it. So.
You gotta definitely close the windows when it's hanky panky time.
Hey, hey. Dirty porn. Is that what you said? Your DDP. Your dirty porn. That's hashtag right. Lube life.
Well, guys, before we start on our little Instagram recap, we wanted to let you know that if you don't have Instagram, you probably didn't see it, but we now have a Facebook page.
We are Facebook official.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
I don't do Facebook, so I don't really know, but
that's awesome.
I'm so excited.
Yes, we have a business, I guess you would call it, page on Facebook, and it's just So That's a Thing podcast.
Okay.
And I do try and I've put the same kind of stuff that we have on Instagram over on Facebook because I know that I have a lot of friends that are on Facebook that don't necessarily have Instagram, vice versa. So we've got kind of the same things going on both places, but I also have a lot of people that tend to tag me on Facebook with stuff.
Okay.
And I thought, what a great way for them. They can now tag our page.
Perfect.
So other people can see it.
Okay.
And just what a fantastic way to reach other audience members to listen to So That's a Thing.
So because I'm not a Facebooker, never have been. So basically, if someone is just like looking for us, they just need to search
So That's a Thing. Podcast.
Okay.
Well, it'll pull up everything that's anywhere near associated with and around.
Well, then there you go. You Facebook people probably know what that is.
Yes.
How to do it,
yes. So. Don't worry about they know. They got
it.
Okay. So, well, let's go ahead and get started, shall we? So this is all the monthly Instagram and now Facebook posts that we put up throughout the month as little things that are things that maybe aren't full episodes. So,
all right. So our first post we had here was the Louis Vuitton waffle maker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I saw this and I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
It's bougie.
It's...
Why do you need bougie waffles?
I don't even know. Okay, so let me just basically describe it to everybody. It is, you know, like a waffle maker. So it's got the two hot plates, one on the bottom, one on the top. It closes, you know, with the hinge. And then, but the print that it makes after you put your
batter
in there is what you see like on a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, it's the logo.
It's the logo.
Instead of the ridges, it's the Louis Vuitton logo.
Yeah, the L and the V crossed and like that little star thing or flower thing or whatever it is. I'm sure it has a real name. whatever that symbol is. And so you can make bougie waffles.
Yeah.
I guess maybe like if you're having like a big brunch.
Well, I think maybe for like a theme party.
Yeah.
You know, anymore it's kind of like bachelorette parties, bridal showers, those types of things.
Right.
They have these theme parties and everything's
Tiffany. If I'm having that kind of party, I'm not making waffles.
Well, if you have a brunch, if you have a bridal shower brunch.
But I'm not the one making waffles. But then, like, I hire, like, a chef and I'm like,
I don't know.
Use my waffle maker?
Maybe if you just get up and you're really hungover and you feel like you need a little bougie.
But we can't be too snobby about it because you also did find.
I did.
The Bob Ross
waffle maker. Yes.
Or pancake maker? These kind of like pancakes.
It's a waffle maker.
Okay.
It does say waffle maker. Yes, it is a waffle maker. But because it's his face.
Yeah.
that comes out as the waffle. It looks a little bit more pancakey.
Gotcha.
Because it's
gotcha.
Hard to kind of make his face into a waffle.
Right. So, I don't know, maybe, like, I guess we shouldn't be so snide about the other thing, because I would totally have a Bob Ross waffle.
Right. Well, I think it's funny, because they have, remember, they started with the toasters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, yeah. you could have, like, Mickey Mouse ears
or
burn
into your toast.
Or
sports theme or something.
Or,
yeah.
Chicago Bears yeah. burn into yeah. your toast. And then it kind of, then you could, they had, like, Disney waffle makers. So, it was the Mickey Mouse outline
right.
of the head, and you
right,
could
right,
make
right,
a Mickey
right.
waffle. And so, it's, I think it's become a thing that...
Now, it's a whole
which,
thing.
Well, and so, the Louis Vuitton waffle maker is actually only around $100. Like,
okay,
because it's not technically a Louis Vuitton brand.
You can make some Louis Vuitton waffles and like sew them together.
There you go.
And be like, this is my purse,
my waffle purse. Exactly. The Bob Ross waffle maker is only about $40.
Okay.
Bob,
you deserve more.
Yes, he does. So this is what I thought was funny. So when I was looking about the Louis Vuitton waffle maker, it was talking about how a lot of what artists are doing now is taking that logo or taking those bougie logos like
sure.
Gucci and, you know, Dior and all that
right,
kind of
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right.
And putting them on very random everyday items.
Okay.
To kind of upscale.
Do you think it's to upscale or it's to be like
I'm that much better than you type of thing?
You think?
Well,
yeah.
So they have garbage cans.
See, like that's what I was thinking though. Like putting that label on something so mundane makes that label or that brand not so special.
I think it makes it like I'm so rich.
Okay.
That my garbage can is designer.
I have a Louis Vuitton
yes.
toilet.
There's a KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that has it. There is a toilet seat.
Shut up.
There's a Louis Vuitton toilet seat. There's a Louis Vuitton skateboard.
Ah!
Yep, that you could have. And then there was also like a boxing bag, like a sparring.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what
you know,
mean.
Like the big
yeah,
boxing thing.
Yeah,
yeah, punching
yeah.
bag. There's a sparring one of those. And it actually had like a whole gym set that was made from the leather, the Louis Vuitton leather. And it had all that
oh,
stuff. So
grief.
I think it's just another level of extreme.
I have to have everything.
It's almost
like
gaudy that.
That
it's so.
I was going to say, that just seems so unimaginative.
But
I don't know.
On the same token.
Okay.
Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And his waffle maker that we would eat.
Yeah.
So, one of our fellow podcasters.
Okay.
The NP_show. They're a hilarious podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So great
yep,
great
yep.
job, guys. Commented and said that they actually own the Bob Ross cereal and Bob Ross energy drink.
Yes, I've seen that Bob Ross energy
yes.
drink.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
So, I thought that was, I'm like, okay, so as much as we're like, oh, they're putting Louis Vuitton on everything, like, Bob Ross is blowing the fuck up. Like, Bob Ross
well, you found
does
that,
not
like,
need to be cereal.
Right, there was like the Bob Ross game
yes,
that there was.
Yes.
There was Bob Ross all
everywhere.
Over the place.
And
that's
so
true. Okay,
the cereal's
all right.
a little, it's $18.
Whoa.
For a box of Bob Ross cereal, and it's just toasted oats with crunchy marshmallow mountains and trees and skies and birds. And
basically Bob Ross Lucky Charms.
Yes, and the energy drink is like $4 to $7, depending on where
wow.
you... All of this can be bought on Amazon.
Right, right, right.
And it's a positive energy drink, is what it says.
Of
so
course it is.
If you're just like, oh, I need to paint, but I just don't have the energy.
Yes, you do. Bob Ross can help you.
God, I wish I had some cereal to go with my waffles.
all right.
So,
all
yeah,
right.
And I think he's becoming kind of a collector.
Right,
because a
right.
lot of people are like, you
or
can
like
open
even,
it, it's not bad to drink it, but if you're collecting Bob Ross
or
items.
Or even like the collector, or like a brand, yeah. Like,
yeah.
it's like a brand.
Yeah.
yeah.
This poor man that was on PBS just
yeah.
trying to fucking paint some trees has
yeah.
now died, and the world
right.
is like, Bob Ross! He's like that. Who's the guy with the ear? The Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Like he never sold a painting while
no,
he was
he
alive.
No, he never. Yep, he didn't make any money as
and
a painter.
And now
when he was
you
alive.
Got
now
Bob Ross's
yeah.
estate, who's like,
fuck yeah, like
I got waffles,
I
bitch.
Got a bitch.
What else can we put your face on?
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Okay.
So I thought.
All right.
Yeah. So your breakfast needs are set.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
All right, and then our next one, I did like there was like a. Another double one that we had.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
had two posts that were actually like inanimate objects that were flasks.
Yes.
Like for like liquor drinking. That you like yes. put like your liquor in.
Yes.
So like a flask. So the first one, okay, you have to explain this one to me, Angela, because you put this up. Okay. And I was like, what the hell is this?
So I actually heard, this one is the baby flask. And I heard about it on WBNQ, which is a local radio station, 101.5 WBNQ. They were talking about, and I caught the end of it and I'm like, what? So I went searching for it. So basically what it is there's a group of individuals out there that have taken a baby doll and they have gutted it.
Ugh.
Basically.
Okay.
Taken one of those kind of like hot water bottle, you know, like I don't know how to talk. Like it's the hot water bottles. I'm trying to right. think of how you, the liquidy, you can pour liquid
yeah.
in it,
yeah.
and whatever. So they put that on the inside. It's a make it yourself. It's not something that you buy. So this okay. is actually okay. Something, there's all these YouTube videos out there on how to make these. And so you take the hot water bottle and you fill it with liquor.
Right.
And you stuff it inside the baby. And at the top of it, you connect a hose or a straw.
So you like drill a hole in the baby's head.
You drill a hole in the top of the baby's head. And basically you put the baby in like a baby Bjorn or like a carrier.
Yeah. We always call it the papoose.
Oh, the papoose. Yeah. So the baby doll is in the carrier and you basically lean down like you're kissing the top of the baby's head. But there's a small straw at the top and you can suck your drink.
Oh my God.
Then out of the baby.
That's
and it looks
hilarious.
Like you're kissing the baby's head. And they said that there's all these people that I also, so the YouTube's videos, you can go to Bored Panda is
okay.
the website, and they have
yep.
a lot of videos.
Oh
that
yeah,
are
they
on
got
there
all
too.
Kinds of
yeah,
stuff
they've
on
got
that
great
site.
Stuff on there. But they had, I mean, these people go walking into sports games.
Uh-huh.
Like into sporting events, concerts and all that kind of
Shh,
stuff.
The baby's sleeping.
Yeah. Shh. Yeah. Yeah.
This is like the next level from that wine bra that we did last
month. All I could think of is a group of frat guys
with
babies like connected to them.
They're
like,
all singles, Dad. They're part of a dad's group.
Yeah.
They're all singles,
We're really
dads.
Fucking
They're
rage.
Really doing a great
like,
job.
Like, all showing up to a Metallica concert with, like...
with baby. You can't bring a baby in here!
Yeah. So, I just thought
That's
that
awesome.
Was super, super
That's
neat.
That's hilarious.
I'm curious that most people probably can't get away with it, but...
All yeah. right, and then the next one was, it was a, what looked like a tampon packaging.
Yes.
Like, almost like a box of tampons that was also a flask.
Yes, so they're shots. You can,
Okay.
So you open,
Okay, so it's individual tampon,
it's
like looking tampons.
Yes, it's individual tampons that you basically screw the bottom off, pour the liquor in, and screw the bottom back on.
Oh, that's
on,
hilarious.
And they're in your purse. And so if somebody goes through your purse, you're like, yep, those are my tampons. But they're shots, basically. So you can...
Oh, that's so funny.
Either pour it into your drink or just do a shot out of your tampon. Which they also had sunscreen bottles there as well. I saw this at a gas station.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, so it's
just
like a sunscreen bottle and you can fill it with liquor and then you can drink out of it. So
then you look like the weirdo drinking your tampon and drinking
your sunscreen. Hey, if it's saving me $8 or $12 a drink at a concert.
Right.
Like I said, if you see me taking shots
like
out my tampons, mind your business.
But I like the tampon one just because it is so like... Nobody's going to question that.
Mm-mm.
Like, I think probably some places are probably catching on to the whole, like, sunscreen thing or, like, you know, refilling bottles and stuff like that. Like you said about putting, like vodka in a water bottle and, like,
we
putting
did
that in the bottom.
Yeah,
but
we did that when we went to a concert last year. We just poured off.
Yeah.
You could, it was at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And you could take a cooler in
with
non-alcoholic drinks. So we poured water out of water bottles and filled them with vodka.
Yeah.
And put them at the bottom of our cooler and put, like, Coke and, you know, soda, Diet Coke, Sprite and stuff like that in there and walked right
but
in.
But yeah, this one, like the tampon flask, like nobody's going to question that. Probably
I
ever.
I think so. Yeah.
Like ever.
Why would they?
Yeah.
It's a tampon.
And it's, and like, especially if like it's a security, like a male like security person, like they're probably like, no, oh no, you know.
So that's probably why the
guys, away from that lady.
The guys had to put their booze in the baby is because the women have tampon flasks and wine bras and everything else. And the guys have nothing. Because what are they taking in with them?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah, like their wallet, but yeah.
Which has probably an expired condom. Like, you're fine. You know, so they're probably like, man, we need something too. So, well, you can have a baby. So, yeah. So that's
awesome.
What that was. So I thought those were both kind of
Those are super cute.
Yeah.
All right, then next I put up.
You put this one up.
This
I was like,
so
what
funny.
Is this?
So basically it's the yodeling pickle. This I just saw, like, randomly, like, searching on the internet, and I don't, it's just, it's literally a plastic pickle.
Yeah.
That when you push the button, it yodels. Yodelay, hee-hoo.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all it does, and you can buy it. They're, like, $12. I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know either.
But the funniest part was that my friend Brittany
yes.
commented and was like, oh, my brother-in-law has this.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Okay. Who bought it for him? And I think if you're a pickle fan, maybe, like.
I don't know. There's no other use for it except that it's a pickle that yodels.
I mean, we sit here and wonder but about, like, a yodeling pickle, but somebody's out there making Bob Ross waffles, so.
That's true. But, okay, so wait, where does yodeling come from? Like, what country?
Sweden?
Is, like, are pickles aren't,
German?
Like, German, sweet. Are pickles their main export?
Where do pickles come? Well, pickles.
I mean, everywhere.
But is
those are German, maybe.
German pickles are kind of German, aren't
okay.
they?
Yeah, yeah,
Swedish?
Yeah.
Swedish pickle, yeah. No? Well, it's dill.
So
that's
maybe
a spicy,
it's like
pickle, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to hear pickles.
I don't know. Maybe it's a cultural thing that we just don't know.
Could be. Somebody help us out on this.
But apparently, there's yodeling pickles. Guys.
I just don't know what I would do. Like,
it's like, I'm sure it's just like a gag gift.
My luck,
like,
is that I'd have it in my purse and I'd be at a work meeting and it would go off. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's my yodeling pickle.
I kind of almost want one for that reason.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe if it had a remote that you could do.
So I was like, did she say yodeling pickle?
She did. Is that code for vibrator?
Well, it is shaped like that.
I know. That's what I don't get it.
Imagine TSA pulling that one out.
Right?
Yikes.
Oh, my.
All right. Okay, so the next one here is the design graduate builds a gun that transforms your tears into bullets.
Yes.
This picture is just weird.
It is.
Looks super, I don't
crazy.
Know.
Crazy?
Matrix-y?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, you gotta get the tears into the gun.
Yep.
To form the bullets.
Okay, so basically it is, the tear gun works by catching tears under the wearer's eye with a silicone pocket. They then funnel into a steampunk-like brass system. A small bottle filled with dry ice fixed to the back of the pistol. Jesus Christ. Freezes the teardrops into solid
bullets. It's a process.
I mean, so.
But I think the whole point is that you're now shooting someone
with
the tears that they've made you cry. I'm not going to lie, I posted this right after my breakup.
Angie's like, I got a lot of bullets.
I felt it was very apropos.
For sure.
I was like, I could use this. I could see. Because everybody was like, who hurt this woman? I'm like, listen, I get it. I understand.
Like, I don't even know how this thing is, like, catching the tears, though. I mean, it almost looks like one of those, like, oxygen mask tubes.
Well, I think it's, if you look, I think it's kind of stuck in her eyes. Like, I think the tubes kind of go into the sockets of her eyes where your tears come out in the corners. And it's catching them. And then it's pow, 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 pew, pew, pew.
I mean, like, so, like, you're crying, you're upset, it's, like, catching your tears, and then you're, like, standing there waiting, like, don't move, I'm crying, don't move, hang on.
She was pissed. I'm guessing it doesn't take very long for that to form
And, like, I wonder how long did they last? Like, can you cry at home and then go shoot somebody with your tear
bullets? No, I think it has to
bullets?
Be immediate.
Okay.
Because they're going to melt. It's dry ice.
That's
so, I mean,
true.
It's freezing them. So
okay.
It's the perfect crime if you think about it. Because
that's true.
I'm going to be pelting you, although my DNA might be less. Is there DNA in tears?
Probably.
Well, fuck.
My DNA is everywhere. My hair falls out all the time.
Yeah, but I guess I'd be like, well, yeah, he broke up with me. I was crying over him.
Yeah.
My tears got on him.
Yeah, exactly.
But they didn't.
This reminds me of that scene in Christmas Vacation where he's hanging onto the gutter. Because he falls off
the
roof, and the ice shoots out of the gutter into the neighbors.
Yes.
And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margot.
Because the ice melted, and it
broke.
Something had to break the window. Something had to break the stair.
I love that. Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like, you shoot them with your tears, and then you're gone.
Yeah. I just, It kind of just cracks me up, though, that the amount of, I mean, the fact that somebody built that.
Yeah, right? Like, somebody pissed that lady off.
We fucked. Like, I'm going to be walking down the street someday and be the ricocheted bystander.
Right.
Like, shit.
Watch out for crying people.
Oh, my God.
They're going to take you out.
That's why I cry and drink at home.
There you go. Right. Shoot it at the wall.
Skate, motherfucker!
Whatever works for you. Okay, I don't even know if we want to talk about this one. This was so gross.
The hairy leg, Jesse.
I didn't even know that these were nails. Okay, so basically these are like manicured fingernails, like they're fake nails. And we've had our whole episode about the crazy nails.
Yes.
But, okay, so the nail comes off. It looks like a good inch and a half off of the fingertip. And it is shaped like someone's legs.
It's like complete, a Barbie leg.
Yeah, complete with foot just and painted toes.
It's just a leg.
Well, that's what I thought.
We just figured out what just a leg is for.
That's what I thought it was when you put it. And I was like, Andrew, you posted something we put up last month. What are you doing? And then I looked at it again. I'm like, oh, that's somebody's fingernails.
Yeah.
Ew. And they're like covered with hair.
That's the grossest part. Like, why? Why would you cover them with hair?
Especially, I mean, and I'm like not gender biased here or whatever, but the nails are painted on this leg. The toenails are painted. So in most cases, you would assume it's a woman's leg.
Yes.
So and this is...
It's like they covered them in glue and they just... Seriously, it looks like real hair too that they've stuck to these... How can you function? That's my whole thing with all of these funky, crazy-ass manicures. How can you pick up anything? How are you wiping your ass?
Yeah, right.
How are you brushing your teeth? How are you doing anything? Because you now have hairy leg shit everywhere. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yes.
Like, if you get something in your eye, what do? You're fucked. Well, like, you get this hair in your eye.
Get it out with your toe, I guess.
Yeah, these are gross. Who sent these to you again?
Jessie Lee Henshaw.
Jessie, you're gross.
Yes. No, she always sends good shit. She's also the one we need to get her over here someday because she does goat yoga.
Oh, nice.
Taking it back to where we started. She does goat yoga and she said it's so much fun and she absolutely loves it. So.
I'm just joking around.
Yeah. No, I know.
They're so gross. So gross. Thank you. That's what this is. Yes. That's what this Instagram page is for. So thank you for sure.
Thank you.
All right. And then this one I put up here, the fart filter.
Oh my God. I have so much to say about this.
This one was so funny.
It was hilarious.
And when I first saw it, I thought like what it really does look like is like a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a microphone that like you would hold and talk into.
Yes.
And like I originally thought when I saw this product that it was like a microphone that made fart sounds.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
But further looking at it.
Yes.
It is basically a butt plug.
Yes.
Like you stick it in your butthole.
Yes.
The microphone part out. Mm-hmm. And then when you fart, it has 12 seasonal scents.
Seasonal.
What does that mean?
Seasonal scents. First of all, there's 4 seasons.
Why are there 12 seasonal scents?
Is it one for every month?
Okay.
That's what I figured. It was one for every month. Okay. And then what really I was like, oh, there's fucking pumpkin spice fart filters.
There is probably.
You know
there's pumpkin spice fart filter.
I'd be like, oh, does somebody have a latte?
Personal.
No, I just farted.
Right? I really want a coffee now. This is a personal flatulence plug.
Yes.
And if you look in the corner of the box, like, you can see, like, it is a small little plug. Like, somebody's holding it with their fingers.
Yeah, it's a tiny little plug that goes in there. So, it's $19.99.
This is so weird.
Or $19.95. I did look it up.
Oh, that's what you looked up. And the picture that I found said it was $7.99.
Oh, well, this is on Amazon.
Ripping you
off. Well, it's ripping out your butthole. Yeah. Oh, no, I apologize. You know what? That's not what I saw was $19.95. When I was looking that up on Amazon, it also said people that have purchased this have also purchased... A product called Subtle Butt.
What's a Subtle Butt?
And it's kind of like the, what were the fart panties that I talked about?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of what they were. Shandies.
Yes.
I can't remember now. We talked about those in one of our episodes. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that. They're reusable gas neutralizers.
Okay.
And so there's 5 active carbon fart pads. So it's like a little pad that you put in your underwear by your asshole.
Yeah, and it
filters it through. And that carbon, that active carbon, is supposed to neutralize the odor. So you don't get a 12 seasonal scent.
I'm not trying to be insensitive that people that have digestional issues and things like that, but maybe just change your diet. If you have all these fart issues, some people, though, I think
with the colitis and and everything, like, I think no matter what they eat.
I'm not trying to be insensitive, but
those were 1995. But my whole thing was, I love that they were called Subtle Butt. Like, I don't know why. I was like, it doesn't really work.
I saw more want one that deafens the sound rather than... Well, that's just the sound's
still going to be there. And my whole thing was they said that these were reusable. So I guess you don't shart on it.
No.
And what happens with your butt plug, your fart filter?
And it goes flying out?
I feel like mine, it would be gone. Like, as soon as it'd be, choom.
I love the guy on the box, too. He's very happy about his little fart filter.
Oh, he is. He's super excited about it. Yes.
Good times.
Yes.
All right. Next, we have... Which one
I think
do you
it was the crop
about?
Purse. The crop wasn't purse. It? Okay. Yeah, I just I had a couple different people send this to me. Ferg, our friend Ferg, who Angie Ferguson, who did an episode with us. Wow, back now almost.
It was back in October.
October, it was birthdays.
Yep.
And she's not a Croc fan, just as I'm not a Croc fan. And we had a whole episode on Crocs and how they shouldn't be around. And now Croc is making a purse, and it basically looks like the bottom of a Croc. It just comes up into a tote almost.
Yeah,
it's
like a rubber gardening tote thing. It doesn't, like, you're not taking this out, are you?
Well, you're wearing your fucking Crocs out.
Your high-heeled Crocs.
I mean.
What did I see the other day? I saw a pair of, like, Croc boots.
They've got punk Crocs.
Yeah, I've seen those with, like,
the spikes and everything on them. But, so I looked this up. I couldn't find it on the actual Croc website. But I think it's on, like, that those Etsy sites and stuff like that. People are turning these things
into that. It's ugly as fuck, so you guys.
The only thing I thought of is, a gardening's a good one. I was like, okay, maybe gardening. I thought maybe a diaper bag. Like, you're throwing dirty shit in there. Because I'm like, why do you need a purse that you throw through the dishwasher? Like, I just don't get it.
Well, and it has, like, holes in it, too. So, like, you definitely can't have any change in the bottom. Yeah. Or, like, lipstick that's going to fall
Tampon flasks are going to go right out.
Oh, now you're wasting booze. Yeah. Now you're wasting booze.
So stupid. Yeah.
That's done. No for me.
Done.
No for me.
Yeah. I'm glad that's the hard stop. Hard pass. My booze is going to fall out of it. I don't want it.
Not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah. So.
All right. And then I think lastly, well, because I put up the thing about the cutlets for your calf.
Yes. We did talk about that.
We talked about that on our last episode.
Yes.
So that was up
there. But seeing the picture brought it home.
Yeah.
It really is.
They're just like those chicken cutlets for your boobs, but you just slap them on your
calves. Jesus.
And yeah, I mean, you got to wear pants with them, but. All right. you chicken leg people out there, go get you some cutlets.
Cutlets.
And then lastly, I put up, I'd never heard of this stuff, and maybe I'm late to the game here.
I'd never heard of it either.
But the Shower Shock soap.
Yes.
So it's caffeinated soap.
But how?
It's got to have something in it.
But
like
how
that,
can you have, like, does soap get in your body?
There's got to be something, though, because there's, like, stuff that you use to, like, relax you and stuff. And like,
but that's all smell. It's
but
all
maybe
sensory.
The fragrance of it when you're on when you're using it.
But then it's not. Is that caffeinated? It somehow must have to inject or, like, wake up your skin or.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because that was.
It's got to be something that stimulates your skin.
Because I've seen, like, they have those, you know, fresh bursts, like there's face wash that has, like, grapefruit, and it's supposed to, like, be waking you up and exciting.
Right.
And you do, they have, there's a lot of, like, the Johnson & Johnson's lotion, like there's lavender soap that you can use at nighttime. It's supposed to be relaxing and soothing and things like that. So, but yeah, if it's caffeinated, I don't know. Do you eat a bite and then soap up? And well, because don't you remember, like, wasn't that the whole point of, like, Irish Spring was, like, I used to love those commercials. I think that was the beginning of, like, ASMR. Because Irish Spring, they would take that knife, that pocket knife, and, like, cut off a piece of the soap and then smell it. And that was, and they were like, oh, like, super excited. Then the waterfall would come down on them.
Okay, yeah, it says right here that you absorb it through your skin. Huh. 200 milligrams of caffeine per shower in this nifty 4.5 ounce bar, about 12 showers per bar. Smells like peppermint. Definitely a must-have item. Yeah, it says that it's
just... How much caffeine is in a cup of coffee?
I don't know.
More than 200 milligrams?
That's probably.
Like somewhere in there, maybe?
Probably.
Enough to, I guess,
and I didn't work. Even see this when I put this up on there, but the description. If you wake up late and don't have time to brew a pot of coffee, or you your coworkers probably won't care, but if you don't shower like a decent human being, they'll know.
Two birds, one soap.
Two birds, one soap.
Oh my God, I'm late. I don't have time for coffee. I gotta shower. Woo!
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go.
And I smell good.
But I did like what you said. Like, obviously, you can't, like, what happens if you fuck up and use it at night?
Yeah, you definitely. Because a lot of times,
like,
a lot of times,
shower shock soap.
Yeah, well, a lot of times I work out in the evening, and so I'll shower before I go to bed, you know, and then I don't shower in the morning, of course. And so, like, I can't use that soap at night.
No.
I have enough trouble falling asleep, as everybody knows.
Maybe if you just wash your hands with it.
Yeah.
That'll wake you up. I don't know. How much
and
of it do you
smell
have?
Your fingers?
Smell your fingers! You! And get the shock of smelling your fingers from shower shock. Disgusting.
I almost texted you the other day because I went and got gas at the gas station and then I smelled my fingers.
Fucking people smelling your fingers. It's not appropriate. I watched some guy the other day. It was you, and you know how I feel about people that like scratch their head or like pick at their head and then put it anywhere near their face.
Nobody likes that.
And there was this guy the other day, and he was like digging in
his
ear.
Oh, stop it.
And he got done, and I was like, don't do it, don't do it. And he just kind of like ran it under. And I was like, I see you, sir. I see you in your dirtiness. I was like, you filthy motherfucker.
See, now that's, like, that, no. I can get on board with the no smelling of that.
I was like,
stuff.
You are in public. Like, who did you think you were fooling?
But why are you smelling that?
I don't know. It's not gonna be. Maybe like, he's got an ear. Do ear infections smell?
Even if they do or don't, I'm not smelling it.
Maybe he's just curious if his earwax. I don't know, but I was in a very odd situation. I was like, don't you dare. And then he did it, and I was like, bleh. Like, I gotta walk away from this.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Gross.
I feel like that's gonna be my biggest fear, is that I'm gonna get to the altar, and my future husband, it's like our entire relationship has never done it, and then all of a sudden they're gonna be like, Angie, do you? And I'm gonna be like, I do. And they're gonna be like, hey, random guy. Because that's how I'm probably going to get married. Just some random guy. And he's going to be, hey,
this
random
is Angie.
Guy. Yeah, and he's going to, like, scratch his neck or something and smell his fingers. And I'm going to be like, no,
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. Like, it's just going to come about. And I just,
deal breaker.
Yeah. Ew. I can't.
Yeah, I don't know about, like, touching certain parts of your body and smelling. No, I'm not into that. Like, I do, like.
What are you into? What kind of finger shipping? What kind of finger
touching
sniffing?
Other people's bodies and smelling? I don't know. No.
Kind of finger sniffing is okay finger sniffing.
That sounds so gross.
Welcome to my fucking dilemma and world. This is my issue. They're like, oh no, it's fine. Okay, then tell me.
Well, yeah, like I said, I do it after I like cut onions or like garlic or like get
just
gas.
Wash your hands.
But then I'll just make sure. I just
it's a
make
fascination.
Sure. But yeah, no.
Oh, that's so funny.
No picking and smelling.
That's so gross. That's disgusting.
All right, we've gone way off the rails here.
Taking of anything.
All right, guys.
Oh, disgusting. Okay, yeah. So now that you've, hopefully you're still listening and aren't sick, and maybe everybody's smelling their fingers right now. Who knows? Just see what it smells like.
Yeah, gross. We see you.
Yeah, we see you. I can see you, Sharon.
Oh my God. All right. Well, that has been May's monthly checkup, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Don't forget about the Facebook now.
Yes. Go on and like our page.
Yep. And the Instagram, obviously, what this episode is about.
Right.
@_ so that's a thing podcast.
Yep.
And
don't forget to tell your family and friends. I did want to let you know, I thought this was so cool. A friend of mine, Mike.
Okay.
Mike. Friend of mine, he was in Indy visiting some old college friends a couple weekends ago, and sent me a text that said, and he introduced them to the podcast.
Nice. And thanks, Mike.
Yes, and sent me a text back that said, just so you know, one of the girls wrote me and said, just listen to So That's a Thing. She listened to, I'd have to go look and see. It was at one. It was a random episode. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's what she picked. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, so this is what she picked. And she's like, she goes, it was hilarious. And it's so cool that you know them. And I'm like, thank you for listening.
Yes, absolutely. Any new listeners, we really appreciate it.
Which, that makes me, okay, I know we're trying to wrap up here, but that makes me think of something. So, I had a friend ask me the other day, because I had sent the Facebook invites out and everything, and he had said, hey, so, I haven't actually listened to your podcast yet. Okay. He's like, I'm not a big podcast listener, but willing to give it a try. Do you recommend an episode?
Okay.
What would your answer have been?
Butt stuff.
That's exactly what I was like, oh my god, like I'm so proud of all of our episodes, but I feel like butt stuff really hit it home.
Well, and I know that we got a big response from like the Halloween one that we did.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean our first one is always.
But I feel like we've grown as, you know, individuals. And I just automatically was like, oh, you got to listen to butt stuff. And he was like, and he's like, could you butt stuff? I'm like, you asked. So, you know, and I'm like, we both had.
Don't worry. It's funny.
And we both just happened to bring things that happened to deal with the anus. And I was like, well, and so he listened, said it was hilarious, you know, whatever. And he goes, in completely irrelevant. I'm like, yes, that's what we do here, you know. But then I was like, well, maybe we should start easing people into butt stuff.
Start with a lighter one.
Yeah.
Maybe the Super Mario racing one.
Yeah, but that's what I said. I go, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe we should have eased you into butt stuff. And he's like, I've never heard that before. Thank you. And I'm like, oh.
Okay.
I thought it was funny.
Okay. Like, please.
Yeah. If you've never listened to our podcast and you want to ease into it, maybe don't start with butt stuff. But if you really want to know what we're about.
Yeah. Start with butt stuff.
Butt stuff is a good one. Hashtag lube life.
All right, guys. Nice.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks, world, for just being
super weird.
Super weird. Bananas. Crazy.
Keep bringing us. Keep sending us stuff, guys.
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone.
All right. Bye. Bye.